Good afternoon. A fairy visited a couple in their 60s, and the fairy said, "Ask, and you shall receive." And the wife said, "I want you to give me and my husband 2 tickets to cruise around the world." Poof! And there were 2 tickets for the husband and the wife. And the husband said, "I want a wife 30 years younger." Poof! And he became 92 years old. Be careful of what you ask. You see, the theme of our gospel today, God's kingdom works in His own terms and His own time. When you ask the fairy, be careful, because she also works in His own term and His own time. In Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 34, God said that the kingdom of God is like a farmer who sows seeds. First, it sprouts, then the blade comes out, then the ears on the blade. And everything happens in God's own terms and His own time. His own time. God's ways is not man's ways. I always say, let God be God and let man be man. Second point. In the gospel, we learn that Jesus teaches in simple ways. He uses simple parables. His message is simple and clear. His method is also simple and clear. And because His ways are simple and clear, when God said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14, verse 6, it means exactly what it said, that there is no way to the Father except through Jesus, following His way, following His truth, and following a certain kind of life. Third, you see, the kingdom of God has a life of its own. But it doesn't mean that we should leave the kingdom of God as such, that we don't do anything. You see, grace is operative. But God calls us to cooperate in His grace. But how do we cooperate? OTP, through obedience, trust, and patience. Obedience in God. Know that we have to follow what God wants. And the way God wants it. And the way God would lay out His plan for us. God has a plan for each and every one of us. All we need to do is to know that plan. To be more attuned to God. To sometimes shift our radar, our cell sites, give our number to God, and open ourselves to God's revelation. Incidentally, this weekend we celebrate Father's Day. And we have to thank God that we have a God who is powerful and loving. And He's an image of God who loves us and listens to us. Listens to us. That's an image of God the Father. Last point, fourth point. What's my fourth point? God does not want me to give you the fourth point. Anyway, I remember. See, I remember. You see, God's kingdom is in an image of a small seed. It comes from a small seed. It grows, it sprouts, and it grows to become a tree. And in God's term and His own time, will give the right fruit and even give abundant fruit. Do not be discouraged when sometimes we start things in a simple and humble way. Many parents here can testify. How many of us are discouraged because the seed that we have planted to our children, it seems, are not bearing fruit? Much as we want, and we keep praying, and we keep praying, don't be discouraged. Sometimes there are delays. Sometimes there are setbacks. But, as I've told you, in God's own terms and God's own time, everything starts from small things. We reap what we sow. If we constantly sow goodness to the soul of our spouse, our children, goodness begets goodness. There is no other way. Don't be discouraged when you don't see immediate results, immediate fruits. Allow me to sing to you a song entitled, God Will Make a Way. Matt?
When there seems to be no way, He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. Love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Brothers and sisters, God will make a way. Don't be discouraged. Wait. Even in simple things that we sow in the heart of our brothers and sisters, our children, our spouse, God will make a way. But in His own terms and in His own time. Our prayer is very simple. Lord, help us to be more patient in waiting for Your time, and help us to appreciate the things that you do according to your terms for our life. Please all stand.